Okay, well, with one in four Irish small business loans in default, we're looking at another debt crisis for the small business sector. Here in studio to explain all, we've got Mary Rose Burke. She's the Director of Policy and Corporate Affairs with IBEC. And Conal Bradley, he's Managing Director at Avid Partners Accountancy and Business Advisors. Thanks both for coming in this morning. And before we get into what needs to be done, let's talk about the lay of the land. Conal, maybe you might just outline where we are, where small business is around debt.
Sure. That figure, Bobby, of one in four businesses being in arrears is taken from a recent central bank report. And really what it shows is that these SMEs are trying to repay existing facilities that they may have, but effectively struggling to do so. Arrears are increasing across the board, regardless of sector. Some sectors are performing better than others, and the worst performing sectors are unfortunately the hotel and restaurant sectors and the property sectors as well.
Well, construction more so than property. Mm-hmm. But just it's interesting enough that, you know, when we say that one in four small business loans in default, one in four SMEs also doesn't have any loans or overdraft. So there's a whole... and really the legacy of this is around businesses, small businesses, who in good faith would have bought property because it was the right thing to do, to invest in maybe your premises rather than rent it. And now they, while the business itself is sound, we've got this hangover from the past that says, because I was a guy, I was a mechanic and I bought my own garage and I now have the legacy of this. So while the business is trading fine, it's the actual property thing that's bringing them down.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And you'd imagine that in that one in four businesses, a lot of that loans is quite old. You know, these loans may be going back to 5-10 years previously. When we look at loans being issued recently in the last 3 years, those loans seem performing much, much better indeed.
And should we not, Conal, be in a situation where in a lot of cases here, where there's that albatross of debt around property, around a small business, and I don't say this lightly, but should some of those businesses be allowed to fail? Like, because, and allow then the market to improve for others?
Well, very much so. And if you look at statistics over the last 5 years, you would see the number of companies that went in liquidation 5 years ago was considerably higher than now. So a lot of them probably have failed. And what's left is businesses that by and large have a functioning core business. And as you say, they have the albatross of the old debt around their neck. So what's needed is probably not to allow that business to fail, but perhaps to allow that business some form of either write-off or long-term restructuring.
Let me bring in Mary Rose Burke. She's the Director of Policy and Corporate Affairs with IBEC. Mary Rose, you're very welcome to the programme and thanks for coming in. Just, you know, the issue that we outlined there, this albatross of debt, and this, would it be fair to suggest that some of the problems for small business here, as well as the debt, is weak consumer demand for the kind of things that they make and do and sell?
Yeah, I think there's a number of issues, and I think we also have to recognise while there are some businesses in difficulty, the vast majority of businesses do manage to service their loans, and the level of indebtedness is very concentrated in a small number. So we do have the issue of the hangover and legacy debt, which is putting a break maybe on certain sustainable businesses. But there's also more fundamental issues where some businesses say access to credit and finance isn't their biggest problem. Their biggest problem is dealing maybe with some of their operating costs, but also meeting effective demand. If you have a very efficient business model and are delivering a good product,
but and no customers,
your consumers don't have the money. So there are broader economic issues, and it's the small and medium enterprise sector that have really been at the sharp end of the austerity, where when the consumer has less money in their pocket and your business is fully dependent on domestic demand, that's where the pressure comes on. So very many of these businesses, as the economy improves, will be sustainable.
Just also to point out, Mary Rose, that, you know, these SME loans, they're in arrears. They're not bad debts. I think it's a point to point. So they're not, they haven't been written off. And also, the issue around working capital loans for small business, that the liquidity issue here, that a lot of small businesses need money, that they're it's a liquidity issue rather than a solvency issue. And could I suggest that if we got better at paying each other, in business. In other words, that we didn't all start trying to max out credit terms from one another, that this would actually improve the situation.
I think some of the fractured relationship we'll see between the banking sector and the small and medium enterprises has kind of highlighted difficulties in the financial ecosystem for SMEs in Ireland, where we have an over-dependence on bank finance, particularly on overdrafts and trade credit. So in other countries, we wouldn't see that real dependence there. 94% of financing into the sector is bank. So we need to see a more mature and more sophisticated and more appropriate ecosystem for businesses where different ways of non-bank finance are matched to the sector. And part of that is improving the literacy of the owners and managers of small businesses, where they understand their long-term financial needs, understand the products that are available, and are able to put long-term financial systems in place that support them. And that also goes to the advisors of that sector. And there's a real role to play possibly for the local enterprise officers here, where they're upskilled and understand sectors and are able to support people in growing their own financial literacy around that.
That's a good point, Mary Rose. Conal, can I put Conal Bradley from Avid Partners? Can I put that to you about the alternative sources of finances outside of bank? Microfinance Ireland is one. You also have the Credit Review Office again, which so are small businesses availing of these type of houses? I would suggest that maybe they're not embracing these alternative funds source of funding as much as they should or could be.
No, they're not, Bobby. Absolutely not. And part of the reason is the lack of awareness of these alternative sources, and there's also what we might call a kind of dissuaded borrower, somebody that needs financing but is just of the opinion that it's not out there for them. They've talked to the business next door.
Is this the sort of de facto refusal that one could get from a bank, i.e. you go to your manager, he says, I wouldn't bother putting in an application. Those people are not recorded anywhere in these figures. So it's the kind of quiet, don't bother sending in an application, and you effectively, de facto, have been rejected.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The refusal rates have dropped over the last 4 years from 30% down to 20%, and that's the official refusal rates by the bank. But when you look at these dissuaded borrowers, as you might call them, our levels are as high as Greece. We are definitely of the opinion as SMEs that there's no point going talking to the bank, and they won't give us the money.
And just staying with banks and staying with debt, are we seeing, and I know people don't really like to talk about this, but are we seeing banks doing debt write-down deals with businesses on the quiet?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so, yes.
Would that be your view, Mary Rose Burke?
Well, I think we're seeing a pragmatism coming through, and we're also seeing a better skill set in frontline banking. But also remember, a sustainable business is a better asset both for the bank and for the economy in general. So where there are legacy issues, sometimes a pragmatic approach is beginning to be taken. But it is right that it is taken, particularly for a business that when you take out the legacy debt, it's trading profitably, and that the only issue is the legacy debt. We need to have more of that pragmatic solution coming through.
And your point is that while there is legacy debt around, maybe around property, as we were talking earlier, that they should be separated. So you'd be of the view that
they should be separated and look at what is the long-term prospects for the business. I'm not necessarily saying write off the debt. I'm saying park it, look at it, restructure it. There's a number of ways of dealing with it, but support the sustainable enterprise that can deliver and that is a positive for both the enterprise itself, but also for the wider economy.
And just final word to you, Conal Bradley of Avid Partners. Would you be optimistic for the situation surrounding small business in Ireland today for the next 9, 10, 15 months?
I would be, Bobby. There's a couple of little pieces of good news there. I mean, as I said, the refusal rate is officially down, and also the amount that businesses can borrow is actually up. And I think that if businesses were to look, as Mary Rose said earlier, at different ways of managing their cash flows, looking at different sources of credit, I think that they would be able to find comfortably the financing they need to run their businesses efficiently.
Okay, I'd like to thank my guests, Mary Rose Burke, the Director of Policy and Corporate Affairs with IBEC, and Conal Bradley, Managing Partner at Advent Partners Accountancy and Business Advisors. Thanks very much for your contribution.
Down to Business, brought to you by the AIB Startup Programme, supporting startups before, during and after their startup day. News Talk 106 to 108.